Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hurry into Old Navy today and tomorrow to get jeans for the whole family on sale. Just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, starting today, redeem your Super Cash to save even more at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Super Cash valid 6/3 to 6/11. Jeans valid 6/3 to 6/4. Select styles only.
Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, your weekly motorsports show coming to you live from the East Coast Premier Exotic Modern Performance Classic Car and Hot Rod Facility, Bubba's East Coast Rides and Customs, and brought to you by the father and son award-winning car building team, hosts of the six-year Silver Telly award-winning TV show Hot Rod Reality, and five-time back-to-back Best of Award winners as voted by the U.S. Commerce Association, earning them two Business Hall of Fame inductions for building the very best vehicles in the industry. Let's welcome Bubba and Tom.
Well, good morning, Bub. How you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing a lot better. I'm just trying to get through this cold, man, but I'm cranking it out already.
It's Saturday morning here in beautiful, sunny South Florida, man. You have been feeling bad this week, Bub. I apologize, but you've still been killing it out there, man.
I don't know what happened, dude. I just came down with, like, a severe cold. I think it was, like, Thursday night.
Right on, man.
I mean, I noticed it on Memorial Day weekend, but I thought it was nothing, so I just had a couple cough drops through the week.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I got hit by a train, dude.
You're a bull, man.
It was a monkey train.
Yeah.
Thursday night, I'm still recovering.
You put your head down and keep going, don't you, man?
Just go, man.
Good morning to my beautiful wife, Robin, and your beautiful wife, Layla, Bub. Without them, none of this would be possible, man.
Yeah, man. They're out there just doing their thing, making it happen as well. Miss Outlaw Boutique.
MissOutlawBoutique.com. This show is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba'sExoticMotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS, OutlawBoutique.com. Monkey in Paradise, Bub. What is your paradise?
Hey, listen, we talk about this almost daily. So I would say paradise right now would be, well, to me, would be like laying in bed with maybe some water, sipping some hot tea. You know that thing where you got the tea bag, you got to dip it in there a couple times like this? You know, you got to kind of just dip
it. Is this a romantic side of you coming out?
No, I'm just saying the tea bagging part.
Tea bag. What? Said tea bag.
No, the hot tea one, like the lemon, you put the honey in it.
Monkey in Paradise in your tea. Monkey in Paradise reminds you, ladies and gentlemen, please drink responsibly. TonyRienzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. DNA Surface Concepts. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined this entire episode by the foremost authority on ceramic coatings for the applications, everything, by the one and only Mr. Sean Kelly, who's live in studio with us today. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. We're going to be talking to them a little bit later on. New title sponsor, but those guys are incredible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But we got a huge show today. It's going to be packed. I'm going to try to get Dennis Overholzer in here with us as well. We have Reggie from Turbinetics calling in today because the Bubba Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics 2017 Mustang will be unveiled at Boosted Bash in Moorpark, California next Saturday. That car is getting ready to go. As a matter of fact, Sean will be the last person to touch that car from DNA Surface Concepts before it's loaded into the Bubba's Guide Motorsports trailer and heads into California.
That's it, man. Hopefully it makes it, though.
I mean,
I know the car will make it and the dually will make it. I'm not sure about the trailer situation.
Seen a lot of miles.
A lot of miles, dude. This might be one of its last trips.
It could be, man.
It could be.
It's well timed.
Leave that thing in the middle of Arizona somewhere and drive the rest of the way.
How about that, man? Miss Outlaw Boutique, man. Bub, I know Robin's going to be calling in from Miss Outlaw Boutique here shortly. They have gone to a complete tiki theme. You've probably seen your wife's store.
Yeah, I have, but you know what? I haven't actually gone over and seen it since all of the themes that she's done, because she does all of, like, the
seasonal
themes. Yeah. So she's got her tiki theme going right now for the summer vibe.
So cool, man.
And she's also got her 4th of July stuff going. So it's going to be really cool to see all that. I've been seeing a lot of her Instagram posts. It's pretty bad that that's where really you are in today's world with how busy you are, especially when you're a business owner.
Yep.
You know, you move so fast. The only time I get to see my wife's store is literally through Instagram. It's a shame.
That's it. Everybody works very hard. You guys work really hard. We work real hard. I mean, everybody's out there killing it, man.
Yeah, you just got to do it.
Killing it. Bub, let's talk a little bit about the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics concept Camaro. It's an S550 style Camaro. You've done it.
The Mustang.
Mustang. You're doing the Camaro as well.
I'm doing the Camaro right now.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yep,
all good. All good.
I apologize. That car is getting ready to go out to Boosted Bash. For its unveiling to for the world to see. We were running with it up to New Smyrna yesterday, 3 miles north, 3 hours north of us, because this is the only drop-in turbo application of its type in the world, and we're trying to get the final tune completed on it. So take us through it, man.
Yeah, man. So, you know, absolutely. It's, you know, this is literally the very first one. This is the first turbo that Turbonetics has released now that they have taken over Precision and Napier as well. So huge, huge congrats to Turbonetics for that joining. But that has now allowed Turbonetics to really just dominate the entire turbocharge industry in the forced induction field. With that, they built the 2.3 liter Turbonetics drop-in turbo kit, which is literally a bolt-on unit. This is not a bunch of components and adapters and universal fitment flanges that you have to do to modify a turbo to bolt to a motor. You take off your original turbo and you bolt on the new one. It can literally be done in an hour at your house with the right set of tools. And then you have to complement that with the correct bolt-ons and all the correct tuning. Tuning is the most important part, especially in a forced induction application.
It is, Bub, and nobody's done this tune before. There was a company up at VMP Performance up north of us who's ordered us a number of these turbos. However, once again, Turbonetics turned to you to be the first person to ever install this or put it together. And though you had the mapping very close and the program very close, we still needed to dial it in a little bit more. Those guys jumped in and gave a hand up there yesterday. And we still, by the way, we're going to talk to Reggie, and this is why Turbonetics turns to you. Nothing goes right the first time out of the box, no matter how hard you design it. And you were saying from the beginning you had a problem. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, man. So, you know, this is what you get when you do a lot of R&D. And, you know, again, Turbonetics is probably my choice. My professional opinion would be a number one company out there when it comes to the forced induction, although there are many others that are great. You know, they sent me this turbo kit out of the box, stuck it on the car last Friday afternoon, went on beautifully. The install was perfect, exactly what it should be. No struggles, no hassle, literally bolt-on setup. And it was, you know, I took the car out, did a first tune to it, and it just felt strong, but it felt weak. It felt like there was a lot more that could have been there, you know, but it just wasn't. It was firm, it was responsive, it was quick, but by no means was it, you know, an 1,100 horsepower car. It'll never be that, but it just didn't feel strong. So, you know, I started doing a lot of data logging, seeing what was going on. I could see the car was only pulling, you know, 15 pounds of boost of the 25, maybe 28 that it's capable of without blowing that motor apart. And, you know, no matter how much I did to it, no matter what I could do in the tune, whether it was a manual boost control side or electronic boost control side, we couldn't pull more. So we knew there had to be something else. So we, sure enough, we sent the car up to VMP Tuning in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, just 2.5-3 hours north of us. They put the same amount of time, if not more, in terms of tuning, dyno pulls, running the car under full real-time conditions. And they were seeing the exact same thing I was experiencing, which was low boost levels. So sure enough, we're looking at, we've got a faulty wastegate, even though it's brand new right out of the box. And that's the kind of stuff you have to do in terms of R&D to figure out perfect quality, perfect fitment. So now when Turbonetics sends these out, every one of them is perfect.
So good morning, Reggie, from Turbonetics in Moore Park, California. Good morning, Reggie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
What's good, up, Reggie? Man. Good, good. Reggie, how are you doing out in California at 6:08 in the morning, man?
Yeah, man, it's early, but, man, we have to grind. It's been a crazy last few weeks here. Getting ready for the Boosted Bash this coming weekend. It's just been nonstop for me, man. I've been at the office at 6 o'clock each morning, you know, just getting ready for all this stuff. But yeah, it's
did you leave? Crazy, did you leave by 6:30? 30 minutes later, Reggie, were you out of there by 6:30?
I wish, man. I really wish. But yeah, man, this event, just for the listeners, this event's going to be awesome. We're doing it in conjunction with our new sister company, Precision Turbo, and they're all flying out for the event. We're going to have a huge garage sale, car show, food. We got the In-N-Out truck. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever been to In-N-Out, but those are the best burgers on this earth, hands down.
Are they really?
I don't care what anyone
says. It's all Reggie's worried about.
Yeah, I'm not even worried about that. I know this. We got a taco guy. We got shaved ice. We got apple fries to give out. I mean, we got an invasion of the 405 guys from Street Outlaws. It's just going to be a good fun time, but I want to see this car, man. I want to see this Mustang. I've been seeing pictures of it, just like you're saying that the only time that you see your wife's posts is on Instagram. This is the only time I see this car is on Instagram. So
Well, you're the title sponsor on this car again. And it's, you know, Reggie, it's as has been over the years, as you and Bub have partnered up together on these applications, there's always something that rolls out at the 11th hour and you scramble to get it done for the unveiling and get it ready to go. Yesterday was the case as well. As Bub started identifying, there were some additional issues. And sure enough, I think you and Bub were talking late into the night trying to resolve the problem. And we've got some stuff coming to that should take care of it, if I understand from a technical standpoint.
Yeah, it'll actually be there this morning. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they're knocking on the door any minute now with that delivery that we sent out to you. But truthfully told, I am not worried one bit. I know that how confident right on, you guys are. I know it's going to get done. Not even worried. I'm not even going to focus on that anymore. I know it's done.
It is. And by the way, Reggie, you can see that Sean from DNA Surface Concepts is with us. Sean, Reggie, is like the guy when it comes to these finishes, right? And he's going to take that car at the 11th hour, get that down to his place. What is it, 20, 30 minutes south of us here, Sean?
Only about 15.
About 15 actually. Minutes south of us. And he's going to get that car clean, prepped. They're going to load it in the trailer, and he's gone. Now, Reggie, I don't know if you know this side of it. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 2017 Silverado was involved in an accident. Bub's actually going to go back and paint that this morning before he leaves the facility today. Then he'll do the cutting and buffing minutes before at the Motorsports dually heads out to Moorpark, California. So once
literally again, like while we're hooking the dually up to the trailer and loading the Mustang, I will be wet sanding and buffing the panel.
So you're not surprised at that, are you, Reggie?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. The only thing I would change about that whole scenario is I would train you down to that seat so you cannot leave the studio until the flight leaves out for California, because if you touch any more vehicles, they're gonna be issues.
And it's going to be a problem.
Just to give you a heads up, the mayor of Moorpark is coming to our facility.
Christ, we are in trouble.
The CHP or right down the street, they already know about
that. Oh, Lord.
So. I mean, Reggie, that does go in line with all of the higher ups in the West Coast area, because we were actually asked to not return back to SEMA after his last appearance there.
Yeah.
That is true, man. Oh my God.
How does that happen, Reggie? All I do is go to have a good time. Next thing you know, I'm in jail.
The Aria Hotel will no longer have Tom Lloyd in their building.
They won't. What's going on with that, Reggie?
They had a nice little stern talk with me about that. Because I have a pretty good relationship with Aria. And then they're asking, is that Tom guy coming again? No, ma'am.
Well, these things happen. That's part of what makes it fun. I want to remind everybody that tonight, the monkey is loose, Bub. They're at Johnny Mango's in Jupiter for a party that begins at 8 and ends at midnight. So Johnny Mango's here in Jupiter, Florida. The monkey gets out again, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm steering clear of it. Every time the monkey gets out and I'm around, it's trouble.
Oh, big time trouble. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So everybody go out and see the boys from Monkey in Paradise tonight from 8 to 12 at Johnny Mango's here in Jupiter, Florida. What do you think, Sean?
Time to take the wife out.
I hear you, man. Sean, let's talk a little bit about once the Bubba Exotics Motorsports Terminix Mustangs turned over to you, you're going to get your hands on this thing. Let's talk about how do we make this car look good, because we're going out to Moorpark, California with this car, and everybody's going to see your work as soon as that ramp drops in the back.
Sure. And I think they're going to see Bub's work as soon as they open the hood. You gave me a little tour the other day. Mr. Knowledge over there with the green shirt. And I got to tell you, man, I was impressed. The chrome inside the engine bay, number one, the finishes crazy, that are there, they pop out. So we're going to start in the engine bay because everyone's going to be, you know, looking at that. Number one thing is decon. I don't know what's on the car right now, but we're going to get rid of whatever it is. If it's some kind of soft protect, then maybe that's okay. But any grease, finishes, tire shines, we're going to get rid of all that. The main thing here is,
and I use a lot of tire shine. What is that?
And for the record, for those of us who don't understand from a technical perspective, can you please tell us what is decon?
So it's a short term for decontamination. Basically, you could call it a car wash.
Okay.
All right. But when you look at the effort we put into it, you have three or four different chemical things going on in stages so that you can get the surface down to basically nothing, no contamination.
Okay. Wow.
This is going to, you know, foam bath. Everybody's seen a foamed up car.
I've seen some of that lately.
It looks cool. But, you know, honestly, what you're doing is you're trying to blanket the entire vehicle in a chemical, and then you'll go through another stage, another stage. Now, what I noticed about that car, and so we're short on time, we're going to definitely remove the whatever's on the plastic trims, the tires. We're going to install what is called a black pearl tire coating.
Let's talk about that.
That I've seen in your product line before.
Yeah, and that's been developed over so many years. You know, you're talking about R&D earlier. This chemist has done well to develop it the last 4 years to where now people can actually use it. You don't have to clean the tire a million times. But
right.
What's nice about this, it's like a rubberized plastic. You can roll it on. You have your choice of flavor. You can go satin or gloss. It's a no sling kind of coating, and it does go from a you know, a water kind of liquid form to what is like a latex almost, if you were to really simplify it.
It has a strong adhesion property then.
Absolutely. You know, these polymers are all created to bond covalently. So that's the best link you can get there.
Covalently meaning what? But joint, you understand that, right? Covalent bonds, yeah, and all that?
Deep chemical connection there, you know, and molecular level. That's basically how
you've
been done.
You've talked about that before, Bub. Step us through that molecular level a little bit.
Oh, it's from something about, I don't know, dude, neurons and feltrons and dotrons.
Look,
and
there it goes.
All of them, dude. I know every one of those things means something on the pi scale or something.
No, it's the
what's that chart with table? There it is.
The periodic table, wasn't it?
That's it, dude. I was thinking 3.14, the math side of me.
Oh yeah, that is pi or something like that.
That's so, it. No, I had pizza last night.
Did you really?
What'd that
you
pie.
Have? Did you? What kind of pie did you have?
It was a Papa John's, dude. So let me tell you, the only reason I order Papa John's, by the way, off subject here, is because of the garlic sauce, right? The dipping sauce doesn't get any better than that. So I literally ordered two extras. Matt, you know what I'm saying. Especially, you know, your sister Layla, she loves the garlic dipping sauce. Mm-hmm. Girl will drink them. So
wow, man.
I literally last night ordered this pizza, a large pizza. Reggie, that's enough over there. And
he's getting hungry.
I ordered three extra sides of the garlic dipping sauce. I ordered three extra sides of these garlic dipping sauces. And do you know that these dickheads didn't bring me one?
Oh, wow.
Like, how am I going to even eat an entire extra large pizza, by the way? I ordered an extra large for all that garlic sauce. I didn't get one. So, you know what I did? Two pieces of pizza. I was done. I was out.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Threw away.
We had pizza last night.
So, back to the covalent bonds. So, back way to off subject.
Bonding.
But
bonding
everybody, time. You can see what it's taking to get this car together as we're coming down the chute. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinates Mustang. I mean, it's Sean, it's Bub, it's Reggie, it's run to North for 3 hours. These are all things that take time to make this happen, man.
Yeah, a lot of work goes into it. A lot of time does.
I have a question for Sean, if I can, please.
Go ahead.
Hey, Sean, you there, buddy?
Yes, sir. I'm right here with you.
All right. Hey, so here on the West Coast, a product, and I'm going to try not to say their name, but what's really popular on high-end cars is a product called OptiCoat.
Uh-huh.
Can you talk about what you guys have, or is it the same thing that you have? And I mean, I'm not a detailer, so I want to know what you
So here's where it gets good.
Yeah, I like it.
Here's where it gets really good, Reggie. I've shared with everybody that Sean is the foremost voice of these technologies in the world. He's learned it. He's respected as number one in this industry, and he'll be able to speak exactly to that product and to that product name. Go ahead, Sean.
So OptiCoat, actually, I've had a chance to use that many years ago, along with you probably see G-Technic out there, and I know for sure you probably see Ceramic Pro. All of these coatings, exactly, and they're popular. They're doing a phenomenal job at marketing. But all of these coatings now, where they exist right now, they are 2 to 3 years down the road. They're best. They could be, they continue to change, but OptiCoat, in my personal opinion, when I've seen it up against others, and I mean side by sides in many years, I got 8 years doing this. So, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, you're putting them next to the current leaders. It's a great coating. It could stand up to anything else just like the others could. But the main thing is this, you got to look at clarity over time. Clarity is key. If you want to have a paint finish that continues to look deep black and not fog out, you got to be careful with what you're using. Opti's got all those problems worked out. So does Ceramic Pro, but technically from one side to the other, one's going to be stronger just based on the type of, solids that are in it and based on the way that it's applied and the way it cures. So you've got a world of coatings. OptiCoat is, in my eyes, a high-end coating, but it is not the highest. It's a quality product, so I can't really say much else because you got to remember, like, they all work. They're all better than wax. If we're still talking about wax, we're way behind. I would personally opt for somebody to apply Ceramic Pro or something else like that if I was on the West Coast. And again, these brands continue to develop. You know, the company Sonex, they came out with they launched their own finally. You've got Auto Geek that owns Wolfgang, and they launched an Uber coating. The tech is out there. The patents have been out there. You can access the materials. You can get a manufacturer to make them, and then you have to go ahead and put years and years of time in to tweak it. Basically, what you were talking about with, you put a turbocharger on, and then you got to tune. You put a coating same on, thing. You got to tune. Yep. Look at it down the road, 6 months, a year. You can't always get everything side by side in the test facility like we have, where mm-hmm. we throw coatings on every material and just try to compare what they do immediately within the first 72 hours. Do you guys like the OptiCoat? Have you experienced that before?
Yeah, I've used it on, I've had it applied on a couple of my vehicles. I've been pretty happy with it. But hearing you talk about the stuff that you guys have to offer definitely has me, I guess, curious, you know, and knowing who you are,
yeah, and
what you do, and knowing that you're the man. So that's why.
Let me throw this at you. You know what, man? Look, it all comes down to prep. So I'm gonna throw this in there now. It doesn't matter what coating you apply and where you put it. If you do not prepare the surface properly, so everybody talks about paint correction. You know, paint correction became like the latest fad years ago. Billions are being spent into creating tools, abrasives, pads, you name it, shirts, branding. You know, guys get together and they have this like detail mafia all over the country. I'm an operator, you know, and I look at it like, what can it get me? And I looked at how the industry has come along, and I said, you know what, it doesn't matter what you have, you gotta pick something and roll with it, and you gotta be good with it. And prep is all about like 80% of the work, and you gotta be awesome at it. So paint correction is definitely one thing. Understanding chemicals, understanding how to get greases off of things that prior to the coating being done. So it doesn't really matter what you have, as long as you're in, you know, if you're spending $100 on a coating, you're going to be shorted. You may spend $800. You also may spend $2,500. All those numbers, are going to be relative to the amount of work that goes in preparations. And of course the cost of materials. But I think you got a good thing going on with at least having OptiCoat and you like it so far. I will say this just as a heads up, and this is, you know, nobody really knows this yet. Coatings are, they've been based off of silicon dioxide. So just call it glass. All right. You with me on that? Now yeah. they've incorporated carbon. And the way they do that is too much to talk about here, but they're going carbon now. So they're able to create the base into something much harder. And just so everybody really understands, why does that matter? What is carbon? Think about a diamond and think about the hardness. A diamond has a hardness that can resist so much abrasion. It's ridiculous. All right. It's the hardest thing. Silicon dioxide has a hardness too, but it also fails at temperature levels eventually. So heat, it fails against abrasion before a diamond does. And also in clarity, you're going to have two different worlds. They are now able to create coatings that you literally, and even wet sanding is a challenge. That scares me a little bit. But at the same time, in our marine application, like cars are easy. Marine, we can strap this stuff on the bottom of a boat and it will never come off and it'll stay clear. So these carbon, these coatings that are coming out are just going to, everybody talks about 5 years. You're going to have 10-year coatings. You're going to have permanent. The ones currently being used, even Ceramic Pro, they wear, but you're talking about 3 to 5 years. And really, just so everyone knows this too, don't worry about warranties. Think about how long can you keep the coating looking good. The stuff doesn't come off. A warranty is a sales trick, all right? Your applicator, yep. your detailer, your applicator, just like we have at our facility, we are the warranty. If we need to call and get some product, we do. We never do. We fix things. they're reliable. So you know you're not going to have, unless you don't do something right, you know you're not going to have 100% failure. So think about that when you're looking at, hey, what do I want to spend? How long do you want to have it? How much will you spend in detailing over the next couple years? Multiply it. Go in a 3-year measure. Go in a 5-year measure. I guarantee you will spend more in waxing and detailing than you will on a coating. And lastly, you're going to ride a roller coaster. I should say the car, all the surfaces will ride a roller coaster up and down, looking good, looking bad, looking good, looking bad. And I think everybody knows that, you know, just from experience of seeing it happen.
And so there you go, Reggie. That's a very, you hear the dynamic technology that's in, you know, Sean's head. This is what he runs with. So he studies this stuff just like Bub studies everything in his industry, just like you study. So there's three very brilliant minds, and that's what brings, you know, this together, you know, love. It's interesting to hear how deep this goes, you know.
Boom sauce.
It's funny because
I really appreciate him answering the question, man. I mean, like I didn't warn him that I was going to ask this question, or he had no idea where he was going with this, and like bam, he's ready to rock and roll, man. I mean,
every day, man.
Kind of makes me want to ship a car to him for him to do my next car, you know. So
I would love to. Right, hey, on. You're very welcome.
You know what Sean just mentioned about your prep time. I think was it yesterday or the day before we were talking about finishes and paintwork.
Yep, we were talking about yesterday's show.
Yeah, we were talking about painting cars
using the new 3M Trizac.
It is again that you see the parallel. It is. It doesn't matter if you can just paint a car. That's like grabbing wax off a shelf at Walmart and just waxing a car. You can very easily do that step. Painting a car is not hard. It's all about the prep that goes into it. If you rush through, you're going to have a rush looking job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about, I'd say, same thing, 70, 80, 90% all your prep. Painting the car is easy. And then it's your finishing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
And that's the thing you were saying yesterday, Bub. And that was the point we were making on yesterday's show, our daily live stream, which is the number one rated daily live stream in the motorsports arena. So we're very happy about that. Just like this is the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, Bub.
Yep.
20,000 new listeners a week, and we want to thank everybody out there for it. But just it's all Bub in the latest in technologies. Mm-hmm. It's always having your fingers on that trigger and ready to pull, because it is the latest in technology. It is the greatest and the best.
Yeah, man. And I mean, in today's world, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, there's always something new, and you're going to be behind if you're not staying up with it literally every day.
It's funny too, as you mentioned that, Bub, you know, one of the things I was never very comfortable with on a personal level was the social media side.
And yeah, not at all.
I had to thrust myself into the social media world because I had to stay up with you. I had no choice. I had to immerse myself in it. And I tried reading all the books, and I tried reading all the online forums, and all it did was make it more convoluted and cloudy for me to really cut through it and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was baptism by fire. To stay up on the cutting edge, I had to just get in there and go.
Just go. Get in it.
And that's it, man.
Yeah.
That's it. By the way, let's get political.
I'm still stuck at you saying thrust, bro. Like, don't use that word, man. I'm stuck right there.
Thrust.
Thrust.
Thrust. Producer, come on.
Thrust.
There it is.
Surfaces. So, by the way, hey, let's jump into a political platform, shall we? How about Kathy Lee Gifford looking like a total idiot this week, everybody? How about that?
Who was that?
Kathy Lee Gifford, did you see that? The talk show hostess who's been on the air for years.
Yes.
Holding up the head of Donald Trump.
Hey, man. Yeah. People out there, you know what, dude? It just shows. It doesn't matter if you're at a small town level or if you're at president of the United States. You're going to get freaking hate no matter what it is. And you can't control people like that. It's nonsense.
You can't. And Kathy Lee, by the way, you're wrong. Stop playing the victim. You're wrong. What you did was wrong. We have American soldiers out there and innocent people being beheaded. And you think that's funny? You think that's clever? And then you're going to sit up there with your spin doctors at your side and try to make it look like you're the victim? No. Really, you're a loser. And I hope that you lose everything for what you've done. That was uncool. It was uncalled for. And this is a president who's trying to make our country straight and strong again. You don't make those kinds of political statements. You were wrong, period.
Put a carbon coating on that, Sean.
Boom.
Right? That's it. So... that's my feeling about it, Reggie, just so you know.
I heard you loud and clear, my friend.
I think Reggie hung up.
There you go. Hey, by the way, Bub, wanted to talk about Watson Racing. Those guys are Mustang specific guys, man.
Yep, they are.
And we're going to be doing a lot with them. I can't talk too much about it yet.
Yep.
But there's going to be a lot of stuff going on out there.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what, dude. People don't understand. You know, there's some controversy already started with people out in the industry that want to say that this EcoBoost is not what it is. So let me tell you.
Yeah, you had a conversation the other day about that.
I did, man. I'll tell you what. This is literally the parts, the tuning, all the way down to what's getting ready to come in from Watson Racing. These are components that are brand new components to the S550 Mustangs. They are off the shelf right away. Literally, the turbo that is on that car installed right now, the very first one just hit someone's hands last Friday. So it's that simple. VMP tuning was the very first one to get out there and actually tune that thing as a bolt-on unit. You know, it's really cool because you've got stuff now that is, you're going to start setting an entire industry record, you know, and that's going to be what everyone else out there goes to achieve now, because this is the first one. It's going to go out. It's going to hit hard. You know, it's going to show really well. We've got a lot of big plans for this car over the next couple months. A lot of big components coming in for it still. It's still nowhere near where it's going to be.
And that's the thing, Bub. Even this person who wanted to challenge you about this being the first 600 horsepower, that you finally got it shut down and proved them wrong. But the fact is,
it was definitely a person that there was no talking to him.
Yeah,
I was just like, listen, man, you got your feelings, dude. Just keep going.
Just stop being an idiot. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com, Ms. Outlaw Boutique, and the new Tiki theme. We're going to be talking to Robin about that. Monkey in Paradise. That's monkeyinparadise.com. Monkey in Paradise reminds you, drink responsibly. Visit the monkey. He's loose tonight. Johnny Mangos, 8 to 12, midnight. At here in Jupiter, Florida.
I think Reggie, I'll be there.
It's right here
on Indian Town Road.
It sure is. We got to support the sponsor. Reggie, you do have a gift pack coming up from the monkey when we see you here next week. Tony Rienzi, exotic car guru,
and salesman
to the stars.
Wait, I got to stop. Reggie, technically it's going to be considered hashtag trunk monkey.
Or hashtag trailer monkey.
No, trunk monkey, because that's monkey? Where the Turbonetics Monkey in Paradise package is.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Okay.
Hashtag trunk monkey. It's there.
DNA Surface Concepts with the one and only Sean Kelly joining us live here in the studio. You want to be knocked out with technologies, ceramic technologies? Listen to this man speak once. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, John Zalinga and Max over there, Apodaca. It's the number one, it's the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee in the world. Reggie's going to come down and join us for one from Turbonetics. He's going to love, love, love what he sees there. It's an amazing event. The most well laid out event I've ever been to, Bub, from just a car show perspective like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Really good setup, man. I had a great time going. I don't think yesterday, actually, in our live feed, I started talking about it, but I didn't actually finish it off because we will be at Boosted Bash. I don't think we'll be back in time from California to attend this Cars and Coffee coming up.
Sean, will you be at Cars and Coffee this week, this month? It is June 11th this month, from 9 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. There's about 20,000 people that'll be there. Will you be there?
It's very possible. Yeah. In fact, I've been talking to John, and I've been telling him, like, I got to get back over there, man. Yeah. I used to go, and I'm so proud of him. Look at what he's done.
Dude, Big E
Max have killed it, man.
And, you know, of course, the fans and the people that show up, I mean, he got the venue. And if you really look at what he's done, he maxed out the Cars and Coffee idea.
Yep.
Now you see everybody, like Miami especially, they're all trying to start up the supercar. Mm-hmm. What do they got? A supercar weekend now?
Exactly. Yeah, they do. That's correct.
They're all trying to do it. And it's a hip thing to do. Brings a lot of people together. And, you know, now look, he's got brands coming in wanting to get involved. He always has, but he's got more and more brands now getting involved. And I got to say, I'm proud of him. Hope he gets to hear that.
Well, you know what? I think we're going for the second Guinness World Record. I believe it's in November, Sean.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be big.
Oh, so you know everybody's going to turn out.
Yeah. It's going to be really, really big. Good morning to Tony Rienzi, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars.com is with us. It's going to be amazing. Reggie, when you see this Cars and Coffee event, man, the way that John and Max have got this thing done, I mean, there are drones all over the place. They are walking around with walkie-talkies. Jerry Seinfeld was at this last one May, walking around trying to get around incognito. Bub pointed him out immediately. He's like, who's this clown over here? I think he's trying to fool
me. Yeah, but Kramer came busting through the door.
Yeah, he did, man. So that wasn't Kramer. That was Reggie coming through. It's so cool, Reggie, because the way they do it, they funnel you into the Palm Beach outlets. And they funnel you in, so you can only come in one way. Right?
Which, if you take your girl, is a problem, by the way. If a car is literally, cars can't move for 3 hours, so technically you're shopping for 3 hours.
It is at the outlet mall. That's
terrible,
correct.
Terrible,
but there's
situation.
Great places, man. Great, great top shelf places there. Beautiful palm trees, blue skies, sunny sky. I mean, just so these cars all come in one lane, right? Mm-hmm. And then they're
the
subdivided.
There? I just want to see Tiger. I want to see Tiger.
Hey, man, did you watch the video of that?
I did, man. It's pretty sad, man. I mean, I like Tiger, but that guy's been – he's having a rough time, man.
Exactly.
But I'm sure he lives out there by you guys, so that's why I'm asking.
Happened right here. That happened right by Miss Outlaw Boutique. He was at the amphitheater right there. And, yes, he does live right – he lives on Jupiter Island, which is where all the celebrities live over there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know what, man? Yeah. God bless him. You know, we don't know how tired he was. Everybody knows he's been on prescription medications for his back. You know, he blew triple zeros. I know a lot of the police officers here at the Jupiter Police Department.
Yeah, but you'll never get the reality of that story out there. Well, it's the way the media is. It's the way everything is in today's social world.
Yep. Even the officers that that were hanging out here talking to us, you know, they were saying, you know, he blew triple zeros. Okay. So what, man? I've driven over curbs. Have you looked at my wheels and tires?
Actually, you didn't even have any on the car.
Exactly.
It was the one that was out there on blocks.
Yes.
That one.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, that's the one.
Waiting for wheels.
Yeah, we're waiting for new ones to get in. Right?
I'm tired of buying wheels, and I always get his custom cut for some reason. I got to stop that, dude. I got to get some off the shelf, like 15s, cheap wheels.
So don't feel bad, Tiger.
No, they
20s. Even I drive over curbs. .com is definitely in the house. Tony's joining us live, man.
So, Reggie, who is going to be at Boosted Bash? Give us a list, because there's a lot of guys out there.
We're the number one celebrities being there, man.
I know you've got a lot of good people out there that are coming, a lot of celebrities, a lot of guys. I think you've got, what, the 405 crew coming. There's a lot of stuff going, right?
Yeah, correct. So we got Asian and Farm Truck. If you guys watched it, Street Outlaws, I'm sure you know who they are. We have Tina and David Pierce. We got Dominator. Of course, we got you guys. We got Scrape from Tap Out. It's going to be there. And I have some other celebrity guests that I'm not really allowed to drop yet because I just don't want TMZ rolling through and doing their bit. But it's going to be a good time, man.
Really good time.
Yeah, it is. I think we're parachuting in right at the beginning of the show to make a grand entrance, just so you know, Reggie. So if you see like this
helicopter. Something would be wrong with your parachute for sure.
Yes, it would.
You pull the wrong cord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you guys were going tandem.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to hold on to Bubs. He's big enough to hold me. But that's how we're going to make an entrance, Reggie. We're just going to parachute in, man.
You know, I don't know if you guys are down with getting up early, but I was thinking we can probably do a live stream of the show next week from the facility. I mean, at this time in the morning, it'd be nice and quiet. There'll be cars set up. So I mean, if you guys want to do like a Facebook Live, you know.
Of course we'll do a show. Yeah. Absolutely, we'll do a show. And just remember, I'm going to be there, so the whole nice and quiet thing is out the window, Reggie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, don't worry. There will be no keys in the vehicle, so I feel safe.
I've got screwdrivers.
The only thing I'm worried about is giving you a key to the building, but that might be a whole other story.
He'd be in the back room testing out the biggest turbo he could find, which, by the way, I think is what's the diameter of the largest turbo you have there? 4.5 feet or something?
Yeah, we have a large Napier turbo there that I think Tom would have some fun with. And, you know, that's why I was kind of pushing for you guys to bring your wives, because I know if Robin's there, there's less of a chance of him acting out, you know.
It's even worse.
There will be behind-the-scenes footage of Tom so the world can really understand what this guy's about, so.
So far, we've kept that on the DL all these years. I hope that doesn't start getting
out. I don't know, man. It's starting to get out there, dude. I'll tell you what. I think every caller we have in, we have commenters that send us stuff from Alaska, we've had stuff come in from Germany, dude. Everyone knows. They literally comment, have you wrecked anything yet? So it's starting to go worldwide.
Yeah, it's terrible. It really is. I mean, so anyways, but what we're saying about the whole Cars and Coffee event is it's an amazing event, Sean. And you may have to go to represent the Lion Pride. Tony Rienzi will be there from TonyRienzi.com. You'll be there.
Yep.
We'll be in California. It's June 11th this this month at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, 9 to 12. And Reggie, what I was sharing with you is the way they set this event up, man, is unbelievable. So they funnel you in. Max and John are walking around with walkie-talkies. There's drones all over the place. They funnel you in. They bring you in very organized. And very organized. Slows the traffic down because the street pulling in is lined with spectators, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And people just staring. And you've got moms and dads holding their kids' hands. And these kids are in just in awe as these Lambos and these Ferraris yep. and these Porsches are pulling in. The media is also walking this line of very slow-moving cars and filming.
Yes. Right?
It's a whole entry. And then when you pull in, the way they've got this event set up, Reggie, is all the cars are parked in a like fashion. Nobody's making a lot of noise. Nobody's revving the engines real loud. Nobody's screaming. Nobody's shouting. And you're subdivided into groups. So the Porsches are in one area. The Ferraris are one. So whatever your particular specialty is mm-hmm. or interest is, if not all of the cars in general,
you can go to one section.
Them very easily, yeah. man. And you know, Reggie, that's why you need to get in here from California, join us, and check this place out. Maybe in the the July, August show. And what Max and John have done over there, man, it's different, Reggie, than any other Cars and Coffee you'll have ever experienced, man. It's crazy.
I'm down to come out. I'm totally down, as long as you guys are cool with me doing a red eye and crashing out on your spare bed again for a little bit. I'm totally down, man.
My doors have been open to you for a lot of years, brother. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And by the way, Reggie, we'll ride together in one of the Tony Rienzi exotics. You and I will jump in one of the Lambos or Ferraris, and we'll go down the highway together.
Maybe Reggie can drive, not you.
Yeah, I think that would be a better idea. Hey, let me just thrust into some other guests that we're going to have at the event. I'm going to thrust into announcing who's going to be, I guess, speaking at the
thrust.
Seminars that
thrust.
We have. we have Tom Nelson over at Nelson Racing Engines. He's going to be doing a seminar. We have BC over at BC Moto Engineering. We have Tim Anderson for Race Pack that's going to be speaking. We have the world-renowned Shane Key. He's a known turbo tuner that's going to be speaking. And then we have our fabulous engineers both at Turbonetics and Precision Turbo that's going to be speaking. So it's going to be a great event, lots of information, you know, bring the kids, bring your family, and it's all free. Everything that we're doing, it's totally free. So it's going to be a huge event, guys.
It's going to be an amazing time, man. It's going to be a really, really good time. And whatever you need Bob and I to do, we're there to do for you as well, Reggie. We'll do a meet and greet, of course. We'll do that anyways, but if you want us to. Okay, all right, that's fine. No problem, Ellen. All right, we got it. By the way, if Max can give us a call here, I'd love to bring Max from Cars and Coffee at 714-242-5166. 714-242-5166. I'd love him to call in. Love him to talk. You guys will have to represent the Lion Pride this month. We'll be out in California, so you'll have to carry that load.
I don't mind. It's a good way to get me back in there.
Right.
Busy with the whole new thing I just did. I'm one of my 65, 70 days in now to the new facility, but I have not put the time in to be out there. And I will say John is doing a wrap. I think he is mm-hmm. on his.
That's correct. On his Aston Martin. Martin.
Yep, I saw that and I was like, hey man, where's the DNA logo? Mm-hmm. He's like, oh yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. You want to do it? I said, sure, man. So I'm looking forward. I don't know if it's going to be on or not. I know the monkey car is going to have its wrap on looking fresh. So, I mean, yeah, a lot of good reasons to go out there and just continue to flaunt it.
It's just such an amazing event, man. It's just good.
People, 2 years ago, it wasn't like that.
No, I know.
That's you wouldn't invite people. You'd be like, maybe you want to come out. Now it's like, you got to come see this thing.
But yeah, you got to go. If you haven't gone, you're just, what are you doing on Sunday from 9 to 12? That's it. 3 hours? Come on.
Go get
breakfast and come hang.
To watch a dad with his little daughter or son standing there as these high-end exotics, you know, it just says it all, man. Somebody who's worked all his life to have something that nice.
Premium location.
Well, you know what's more, too, is it's also not a – I think I've mentioned this before. It's not a car show that most people think when they think of car shows.
Right.
This is not – and I'll just throw it out there because I don't care anymore. I'm done with it.
Good.
It's not a car show where there's a bunch of older people that are 60, 70 years old. It's their one car that they've retired on. And it's a $20,000 car that they think is worth $100,000. And they're sitting up, camped out behind their car, just doing nothing but their little packs of three and five, gossiping about anyone else. It's not like that.
It's not like that.
There's not a single chair posted up behind any car.
John Zelenga, of course, you know, he tags himself with the art of speed.
Yep.
Yes, the art of speed.
Think about that. There you go. That's your tagline.
Yeah.
You know, and he gets all that, you know, art together in his gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, I mean, and I think when you look at, like you said, how they're all clustered together.
Yes.
That does create a dynamic that, you know, people get to learn more. I mean, if you think about it, not everyone gets to see every new vehicle out every day. Why? Because most times if you got a very, very new high-end vehicle, it's only coming out once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's like, oh, we're going to bring in all the new stuff. So you get to see all the different Porsches, all the different Beamers.
Isn't that crazy, man?
Yeah. So you really get a whole collective of different things. And again, these are all just owners that have worked hard, you know, entrepreneurs doing stuff, and everybody has a good time. They're very well behaved as well. John always tells
me, big time.
Very well behaved.
Yeah. Yeah,
big time.
Yeah. And that's mm-hmm. That's because people appreciate and recognize the organization of the Cars and Coffee
yep.
of Palm Beach event. They know that it's not a place to go screw around.
You no,
know, they don't allow you to break
no
tires
burnouts,
loose.
Dude.
No. And as a matter of fact, I heard when we were at last month's, they were going back and forth over the radio. They do not allow people to twist tires on the property.
Don't do it.
Don't, because there's young people. There's young kids there, man.
And you could lose. Look, John could just lose that place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they worked too hard for it, man.
Yes, right.
And so be responsible. Behave. Yeah, be responsible when you're out there. Yep, exactly. But some clown decided to get on his Pro Stock Nova. Getting out of there.
And he rolled it.
Rolled it right there. Getting onto the
done.
Highway. Yeah.
I mean, car's done. So guess what?
Outside, though?
Yeah, right yep. outside. Right outside.
Rolled it, dude. Yeah. Right through the ditch. Mm-hmm. Done. Car's right done.
Yep.
Wrap it up and send it to the yard.
On the ramp?
Yes.
No, it wasn't him.
Because
was
I was driving. I was driving a Porsche at that show. So.
No, I mean, and you know what, dude? Just that's what I'm saying about it. You know, it's just the guys that for some reason, man, it's like they have to. There's still people that have to just go out there and just create nonsense, man. When you truly have a car that is a car that's pretty high respected. It's got great horsepower. It looks good and it's worth something, not what you want it to be. It's actually truly worth something. You know, people don't act like that, honestly. Like, you don't have that kind of arrogant attitude like where you have to show off.
That's right.
You don't. People just go in there. If you go in with a $3 million Bugatti, you're just cruising in and that's it. You park the freaking thing.
Yeah, and that's the way it is there. Good morning, caller.
Like, you already know what it is. It's legit.
Good morning, caller. You're on the air. You're live on Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Hey, guys. This is Max from Cars and Coffee, Palm Beach.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Max. Max from Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. How are you, man?
Hey, pretty good. Sorry for calling so late. I just got back into my condo and heard you guys on the radio, so I thought I'd give you guys a call.
All right on. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard us talking about our new title sponsor, Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. We wanted to dedicate a lot of time to that this week because they are just good people, and it's been such a quality show and quality relationship. Max is one of the founders. Max, tell us a little bit about how this event got to be the way it is today, man.
Well, John Zelenga is the founder of Cars and Coffee, good friend of mine, partner of mine. And he started that on Gateway off here in Boynton Beach. And it started with 35 cars. And from that point, you know, it started growing. I used to attend the show. And me and him got together and said, hey, let's really make this get big. So we ended up maxing out where we were at in Gateway. And then from that point, the outlets had reached out to us. One thing led to another. And at that point, we're over here at the outlets, Palm Beach Outlets.
And it's once a month from 9 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, which is a beautifully built newer facility with very modern styled architecture. It's an amazing facility. The skies are blue. The drones are out. There's places to eat. There's places to shop. It's quiet. It's organized. I mean, it's Bub. It's everything you don't see or hear in any other car show around the world.
No, it really is, man. It's, you know, Max and John have done an amazing job at putting this thing together. Everything from, you know, the second that you turn in from Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard, when you turn in, it's not only, it's just organization all the way through. You don't get that at your average car show.
No, man.
Where you have people that are in the same consistent colored, you know, Cars and Coffee Palm Beach attire, the staff attire. So you know who to go to, you know who to pull up to ask for directions. They point you exactly where to go. You're not driving around just looking for a parking spot. They literally put you exactly where you need to be. You go in, you shut your car off, you chill, you do your thing, and you hang out and have a great time. That's it.
There's just not enough time to get to all of the cars that are scattered over several acres, you know, because it's only 3 hours, man.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of cars, and there's a lot of different styles and classes. I mean, there's everything from –
you know, your Corvettes to your Mustangs, and all of those are put in sections. So it's like Sean was saying, if you want to go and see the newest of new, you can walk towards like the Porsche section, the exotic section, and you can see some of the highest and newest release cars that haven't even been really released to the US yet. Some people just are able to get their hands on them.
Yeah.
It's
exclusive stuff.
It's exclusive.
Hey Max, if people would like to see the Cars and Coffee Facebook page or website, can you tell us please, how would we get there?
Well, the best thing to do is go on our Facebook page is the best one to attend to see everything that we have to offer, which is Cars and Coffee PB on Facebook. So that's the one you want to look at as our main page. Obviously, our website is carsandcoffeepalmbeach.com.
And Max, I know that there's been some talk about a second world record attempt. Are we able to talk a little bit about that or what somebody could expect from that record attempt? I know there's a two-pronged approach, if I'm understanding correctly.
Well, it's actually going to be a three-prong that we're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we're actually going to do a three-prong. So obviously right now there's no – the Guinness Book of Records is interested in looking at us. There's no actual certification for a Cars and Coffee event. Right now – we are the largest Cars and Coffee monthly event in the world. Obviously, we want to get certified with that. So Guinness Book of Records is interested in all having us out. So then we have a second prong attack that we're going to be, we're going to also do the most cars started at one time. Right now, the record is 1,447 cars. And we're going to go for that record as well. And then we have a third one that we're going to do, which we'll keep quiet until we're ready to pull that one out.
Okay, yeah, I know the behind the scenes one. I'll share that with you, Sean. Bub knows it. That's going to be a good one, and it's so cleverly thought out. Nobody would have seen it coming.
I think the one. I mean, who would think of that? How many cars can be started at once? Who wants to set a record for that? Right. I've never even thought that.
Yeah,
way.
But what about What about the one car that's there that after all the cars are started, you still hear in the background like. Whoa.
You don't hear that there at this one because this is such a.
There's still one trying to just turn over.
Problem is, you won't hear that at this particular Cars and Coffee. Like you said,
yeah,
it's not
I don't think you'll really hear that.
Yeah, no, it's not old beat up cars there.
No,
not a bunch of gossipers. It's just people hanging out. And you know what, man? The other thing is, you'll hear music coming through the different sections of cars, but nobody's trying to drown the other person out or trying to prove who's the loudest. It's just people are sitting there, man, having a good time. And, you know, my story with Bub is not unknown. We started this together. Bub was at a very young age. We were going to car shows. So I can appreciate a father and his daughter and son being there, man.
Yep.
That was, you have to think, though, 20 years back. Well, it's going to be longer than that. 25 plus years back years. When you were doing the car show thing with me. That was when cars were raw and they were still running just straight 100, 105, 110, 120. Okay. Race fuel, and it just the smell was insanity, dude. Oh my god, you do that with some candy incense thrown in the tank. Oh, come on, I'm gonna go pour it all inside the Mustang right now.
Exactly.
Watch.
So Reggie, you're gonna join us from California for the July or August event, correct?
Yes, I am. Count me in.
Reggie, you're gonna have so much fun, man. I'm telling you, I can't draw. And you know I'm pretty good with words, especially from the literate standpoint. I can really write very well.
You can wreck.
I can wreck anything. But to experience this event it's just a totally different breed of cat, man. And Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, they're just good people, man. It's just good people, Reggie. And there's not enough good you can say about it. There's not.
Well, thank you. Definitely. Thank you.
Max, you guys are amazing. The whole Lion Pride, you know, the Lion Pride, ladies and gentlemen, is consistent of powerhouse businesses in this area. Mm-hmm. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Miss Outlaw Boutique, DNA Surface Concepts, Tony Rienzi, Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. It is just Monkey in Paradise. I mean, this is a group of collective people who have come together that are on the cutting edge of what is in the industry today. They're the brightest minds. They're the most capable, sure-footed people you'll ever meet. They're also the most honest, outgoing, and decent people you'll meet. And it's what we call Lion Pride.
That's roar.
Right on. Roar. That sounds like a lion that just woke up from feasting on a water
sleepy
buffalo.
Lion.
Yeah, sleepy.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. It's all about just, you know, supporting local businesses, man. We love doing it. You know, we love working with everybody, you know, and there's enough business out in this industry for everyone to have something. So it's, you don't have to go out and be, you know, all in the middle of nonsense and he said this and she said that. And this guy sucks and he's better. And there's none of that, dude. You just put the right people together. Even if everybody's doing the exact same thing or very close, it doesn't matter. There's enough business and enough money out there, especially where we are.
There's tons of it.
And you will have haters.
You always have haters. Screw them. I don't care.
Yeah. Who cares?
What keep hating, dude.
You know what? Talk, because you're fueled with ignorance. That's what you're fueled with. Ignorance.
I got the sign that says hustle until your haters ask if you're hiring.
That's it.
Wow.
Now, do you like that one?
Good. That's good.
Icon art. You got to check that out. But that's the kind of mentality that you should have, you know, because I think too many people get caught up on that. But business in general, you know, you think about it, if you're doing something big, people get jealous. They want to be right there with you. So instead they talk negatively. But that's a good thing. That fuels you.
That's exactly what it is. Yep. Max and I have had those conversations at great length about, you know, haters and people like that. He and I sat in the office one day for a couple hours a couple months ago and just talked about how people can just be so negative and hateful, man. And
Big time. No negativity.
Yeah.
Not in lying group.
I got enough work on my plate, dude. I'm 2-year backlog right now. I'm done. Yeah, so I got enough work. I'm not worried about the nonsense.
Two and a half by the time we get back from California.
Once you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. Yeah, half the cars are coming back here from Boosted Bash, because I'm sure you'll somehow sideswipe 7 of them over there.
Well, Reggie, you did include the right word, Bash. Boosted Bash.
Yes, it is. Yep, Boosted Bash. Tom, don't worry. We got you on lockdown, man. We're good. We're good.
Did you see the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally car driver, Mr. Gio Hammerbeck, bring me a plastic battery operated
power wheels.
That's
his ride now
for my contribution for driving for the rally and drift team. Reggie, did you see that?
No, I didn't see it. Where can I see that at?
You will be able to see it at the July Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach event.
Oh boy,
at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, it will be on display.
Okay.
It's a blue Dodge Viper. And if Max will let me put it in the exotic section, I'll park it there.
And I mean, it counts, sort of.
It does count, right, Max?
It is a Dodge Viper.
Hey, it counts sort of, definitely.
It's an exotic.
You know what? Max will come up. He's got his walkie-talkie in his hand, and there's a drone flying overhead filming everything for just a document. He's like, hey, Tom. And he just nods his head to the side like this. Can you put that thing in the grass, please? Exactly. Hold on one second, guys. We are joined by the beautiful Robin. Good morning, sweetheart. Owner or co-owner of Miss Outlaw Boutique. Hi, baby.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Max is on the phone with us from Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Reggie's on the phone. Hello. Sean's in the studio. How are you, babe?
Good. We'll see a lot of those guys tomorrow, right?
Yes, we will. We're going to see everybody. And it's been a great episode. Hey, babe, I wanted you on the show today because Miss Outlaw Boutique has got a new theme going on over there. It is a tiki theme, much like our patio, our pool patio is. And I wanted you to share that kind of what you guys are doing over there. It's very unique and very innovative. You're changing it up again, man.
Yeah, she changed the saloon into a tiki saloon now. So we got all kinds of tiki stuff for your saloon or your backyard. We got cute pineapple drinks. We got floats for the water. Your pool in that. We got big pink, what are they? Flamingos.
Flamingos. We call them flamingos, hon.
Yeah, pineapple glasses. And we got just lots of fun stuff for summertime.
And I see Reggie always on the... Go ahead, babe. Go ahead.
Hello? I think we're cutting out because I'm driving, so we have a bad connection. We also have a lot of people who are looking for their... If you got your red, white, and blue for 4th of July, that's good. But if you don't, come see us because we got a lot of it for you.
And, babe, can you give me the address to Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com?
1200 Town Center Drive. In Abacoa, Suite 108. You can't miss us. We're right next to, across the street from Jumbie Bay and next to Civil Society.
Because you and Miss Outlaw are the ones dressed up, out there wrapped up in a flag, ready for 4th of July. So they definitely won't miss you, will they, hon?
We got our sparklers.
Yes, we do. Oh, I'm moving on. Sean's laughing over here, babe. Very good. Nice shot. That was... All the luck at the top of the hour here.
You guys have a good day. I gotta go open the store.
Love you, sweetheart. Hey, bye. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style. Max, thank you so much for being such a special, special part of our lives. We really appreciate it. I think Sean will be there to represent this part of the Lion Project this month because we're in California with Reggie out at Turbinetics. Reggie, we love you. Thanks to all you do as well. Max, we love you guys, man. Thanks so much for joining us today on the show. Sean, DNA Surface Concepts, dnasurfaceconcepts.com. Correct? Is that the correct website?
It is. It is.
All right. The foremost authority in anything ceramic coated. Sean will be joining us every week. Live, even if he does a call-in for a segment of the show. He is one of our title sponsors now, and he's going to Exotic Motorsports, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com, Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique.com, Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise reminds you, drink responsibly. Tonight, Johnny Mangos, 8 to 12, TonyRienzi.com, Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, DNA Surface Concepts. Until next time, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you step out to touch somebody's life in a positive way every day. Hold the door for an elder or somebody whose hands are full. Put shoes on somebody's feet that have a hole in it. Feed somebody who's hungry. Reggie, Max, thanks. We love you guys. We'll see everybody next week. Until then, Bub.
Keep on doing it, Bubba style.
That's it. We're out of time. That does it for this edition of Doing It, Bubba style. If you want to see the very latest Bubba and Tom have going on, visit their website at bubbascustomcars.com. That's bubbascustomcars.com, where you will be linked to all of their social media as well. If you'd like to talk to Bubba and Tom live during the show, call in every Saturday morning at 714-242-5166 between 9 and 9:30 a.m. That's 714-242-5166. Make sure you sit out every day to touch somebody's life in a positive manner. And until next time, keep on doing it. Bubba style.
Hurry into Old Navy today and tomorrow to get jeans for the whole family on sale. Just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, starting today, redeem your Super Cash to save even more at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Super Cash valid 6/3 to 6/11. Jeans valid 6/3 to 6/4. Select styles only. Hurry into Old Navy today and tomorrow to get jeans for the whole family on sale. Just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, starting today, redeem your Super Cash to save even more at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Super Cash valid 6/3 to 6/11. Jeans valid 6/3 to 6/4. Select styles only.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.